Let's head to the KRDO Newsline right now, and we are pleased to be joined by Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers, joining us once again for the second time in 2 days. We appreciate it, Mayor Southers. You were on The Extra with me yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about so much. We did not get a chance to talk about the change in the federal administration that's taking place in the nation's capital today and what that represents for our country and for our locality, Colorado Springs. Do you think as we move from what has been a Trump administration that was focused very heavily on deregulation, on clamping down on immigration, on illegal immigration, do you think we are turning a corner in a way that's going to be welcomed by those in Southern Colorado, in Colorado Springs?
Well, it depends upon where you stand on the philosophical spectrum. I think, number one, we're going to see a lot more money spent by the federal government, which is pretty amazing considering the amount that we've been spending over the last 4 years. But I think the indication that, you know, after two large COVID packages, the Biden administration is coming with another couple of trillion dollars is an indication that we'll see a lot more government spending. Obviously, so much of the Trump agenda was overtaken, if you will, by kind of the chaotic personal style that he had and things like that. So I find it somewhat hard to articulate particular policies that he was pursuing in particular areas. From my conservative political philosophy, I'm a little concerned at some of the directions that we might go. I don't want to see open borders, if you will, and absolutely open immigration policy. I would love to see Congress finally get their act together on some major issues like immigration, get an immigration reform bill passed. I don't know what the prospects of that are. I think, I've always been waiting for someone to tackle some of the entitlement programs. I don't think that's in the offing. We just don't seem to have the political courage to face either Social Security reform, or we're just going to let it keep digging it. Deeper hole, same with Medicare, things like that. So, as I say, it depends upon, I think what most people are hoping is we'll have a calmer atmosphere, that Joe Biden's personality is dramatically different than President Trump's, and that, we'll dial down the rhetoric a little bit, and I think that will be a good thing. But I don't suspect that the divisions in the country about philosophically what direction we ought to be going, those are not going to disappear.
Right. And you mentioned spending. Donald Trump built, one of the biggest national debts, the annual deficit,
right,
ranking as the third biggest increase relative to the size of the economy of any U.S. Presidential president. So does that mean that the Republicans you see as a party going to be returning to more being deficit hawks?
Yeah, I do. I do think it will be easier for Republicans to play somewhat of their more traditional role of questioning, the nature and extent of federal spending, and I do see that on the horizon. As you know, with the help of the vice president, the Democrats do have both houses now, and so push comes to shove, they can get a lot accomplished. There's going to be some really key Democrats. I think I like to say the most powerful man in America the next 4 years is going to be Senator Manchin from West Virginia, conservative Democrat. He's already said he would not vote to pack the Supreme Court. He would not vote for D.C. statehood and all that kind of stuff. And that could be the Republicans' failsafe against some pretty radical left of center direction.
Mm, okay. And so the call for unity, do you see it being one that's going to be observed by both Republicans and Democrats?
Well, it depends on what you mean by unity. I do think everybody wants to dial down the rhetoric, and this tragedy that occurred, that I think it lays in the lap of the president. That was his rhetoric that led to a very, very unseemly episode in American history. And so I think everybody wants to move away from that. But the Democrats have to come to grips with the fact that 74 million Americans voted for a very flawed person, because I think the vast majority would tell you that they didn't like the alternative. So I hope the Democrats don't think that they've got a mandate here. I've said from at the beginning of the COVID crisis, if President Trump could muster the ability to show some leadership, he'd probably win by 10%. Unfortunately, he could not muster the ability. That just is not part of his personality to be a calm, deliberative leader. And so, there was no mandate in this election for Joe Biden. They picked up a couple Senate seats. They lost House seats. They lost some state legislatures and stuff like that. So we'll see whether I'm predicting that if they do, push a fairly left agenda, 2022 and 24 could be great times for Republicans. I think we could take the House in 2022, get the Senate back, and if we've got the right candidate, can't be Donald Trump, get a new face, I think we could win the presidency back in 2024. I really believe that.
But meanwhile,
I say we because I'm a Republican.
You're a Republican. But meanwhile, you have a very big ask of President-elect, soon-to-be President Biden, in trying to reverse a decision made on U.S. Space Command by the outgoing president.
Yeah, absolutely. Two things. Number one, it was either politically motivated, or if for some reason it wasn't, and certainly the optics are very, very bad. If it wasn't, then it was a flawed decision by the Air Force. And I think the fact, I don't know if you saw the article, Shannon, about a couple of senior members of the House Armed Services Committee asking the Inspector General of the Air Force to investigate this matter. And they basically said, the Air Force appears to have ignored the threat to disruption of the command in moving, and reminded in a letter to the Inspector General, reminded what's happened before sometimes when a Missile Defense Command was moved from the Washington, D.C. area to Huntsville. More than 80% of the employees didn't go, the civilian employees. By the way, that happened when a command moved from Colorado Springs to Omaha. About 90% of employees didn't move, and they anticipate that that sort of percentage of people will refuse to move from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama.
Would separate or would look for other options within the military.
Yeah.
And we should mention those were not Colorado Democratic congressmen who raised those
California
concerns.
California and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that article appearing in our local newspaper, the Colorado Springs Gazette. Mayor John Southers, I want to thank you for your time. It's very enlightening anytime we get to get your insight into what's going on. And certainly we know that everything that's happening in the nation's capital, it eventually trickles down. It affects us locally. It impacts us locally. And that's why we appreciate your time so much.
Well, we hope that locally we remain a kind of a island of sanity here in Colorado Springs, don't we?
We do. All right, John Southers, thank you so much.